And now for the thrilling Lightning Jim adventure, Little Lord Bernard.
Whitey! Whitey! Whitey, wake up!
It's me, Lightning.
Oh, Lightning, I was having the most wonderful dream.
You ain't got no time for dreams now.
Just got
a letter for the Attorney General.
Now, that means what?
The Everett brothers just held up a bank in Cloverstone.
And I suppose he got orders to get on her trail.
We got orders to get on the trail and stay there until we catch them.
Oh, me, that looks like it'll be a long time before I get to finish that nice dream I was having. Without a stop.
And Everett boys ain't taking no rest neither.
Well, at this rate, we won't be able to see them if we do catch them.
We're going to camp at Buffalo Springs, right on the other side of this hill.
Say, now, that's the first good news I heard in 2 days.
Yeah, there's spring now. See it round that bend?
Say, I think there's somebody else making camp there. You think that might be?
The Everett boys? They would make camp right out in the open.
Well, it looks like big horses. He looked at all them pack horses and equipment.
Yeah, we'll have to camp there too, Whitey. There's only water for miles. Who's on the wood, boy? Hello, stranger.
Oh, hello there.
Mind if we make camp here?
No, I don't think so. We're leaving now anyhow.
Fine. Stranger around here, ain't you?
Yes, I'm from the East. Brent is my name.
Why, you any relation to James Brent, the millionaire?
I am James Brent.
You are...
That's your little boy, Mr. Brent?
Yes, that's Bernard.
Little boy. I'm 16 years old.
I'm sorry, son.
So you are Bernard?
Of course I'm Bernard. Who'd you think I was?
Oh, Bernard.
Well, I thought maybe you was the King of England.
Are these the new servants, Dad?
Sure. Do you look like servants?
Well, no. You are a bit untidy.
Like you know.
Yes, we United States Marshals.
Oh, cop.
Bernard.
Well, I don't suppose there is much for an officer of the law to do way out here in the West.
Well, we manage to keep busy.
Well, we are after the Everett brothers. No, you stop there to get a few hours rest before we go on.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Mr. Brent, which way are you heading?
Well, as soon as we get packed, we are going on toward Luna Vista.
Luna Vista, but you can't go there.
Just a minute, Whitey. You see, Mr. Brent, to get to Luna Vista, you've got to go through Rifle Canyon.
So my guide tells me.
And that's a stamping ground for the Everett brothers.
So
they are the most dangerous hombres in the West. Say they'd shoot you at the drop of a hat.
Five.
Bruno.
Oh, these fellows out West are all the same. They like to make out that things are dangerous around here.
You have to excuse Bernard for being so outspoken, Marshal. You see, I teach him to a certain step.
You teach him to act like that? Well, I thought he was born that way.
To tell you the truth, however, I think Bernard is right. We also have hold-up men in the East, Marshal. But we know how to treat them.
So how do you treat them?
Why, we just put them in jail, that's all.
Boy, nothing to it, eh?
Of course, we've got real cops out there.
Bernard.
Maybe they don't know how to handle outlaws, but they certainly don't know how to handle kids.
Why,
Bernard is taught to be uninhibited.
And then, What does that mean?
That means that he does as he pleases.
Well, say, now that's a lucky thing I ain't uninhabited like that.
Why?
Because Bernard wouldn't sit down for a week, by golly.
Oh, is that so?
Well, Miss Brent, we ain't got no authority to stop you from going through Rifle Canyon, but I want to warn you again.
Thank you very much, Marshal, but we're going. Just as soon as we get those horses packed.
Well, where's the rest of your party?
The rest? Why, this is all. Bernard, myself, the guide, and the valet.
The valet on a camping trip?
You don't think we're going to do our own work, do you?
No, Bernard. I didn't think so. But what's all that equipment for if there's only four of you?
Why, we have tents, a stove, cot, a bathtub, extra blankets,
and... A bathtub?
Yes, a portable bathtub. We must have our bath every morning.
Evening cake at the bath every morning? Golly, mister, you must be awful dirty.
Why, you uncouth person.
Why didn't we be glad to help you break camp, Mr. Brent?
You say no like...
We'd be glad to pay you for your help, Marshal.
You don't know much about the West, Mr. Brent. Out there, everybody lends a hand whenever they can, and there ain't no talk about pay.
Well, I'm sorry.
Whitey, you go help that fellow over yonder.
That's Fleet, the valet. He could use help.
No, lady,
Go ahead, Whitey.
Well, all right, I'll go.
Now we just put this tent together, and we can get it on this...
Hermit or something.
I say there, you.
Emma?
Yes, you. Come over here.
Are you the Wiley?
Yes, I'm the valet.
Well, then I'm supposed to help you.
Sir, you must be the new servant.
What need of these people think I'm servant?
Well, anyway, pack those blankets on that horse.
Say, now, they don't look like too heavy for you to do.
I don't want to get my trousers soiled.
Well, I'll...
All right, come, my man. I'll pay you for your troubles.
You will pay me?
Yes, I'll give you 10 cents.
10 cents? You will give me 10 cents? Did you know that I am a deputy United States Marshal?
Oh, really? A deputy United States Marshal?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, in that case, I'll give you 25 cents.
Why, you don't want me to...
Mr. Brent, his son Bernard, with their servant and guide, left immediately for Luna Vista. The two marshals made camp overnight, and the next morning again took to the trail of the outlaws. That evening, far off the road to Luna Vista, they happened upon the camp of the Brents, where everything seems to be in heaven.
Whitey, look there. Mr. Brent and his camp.
Sure, I think the city looks like they're in some kind of trouble, too.
Yeah, let's get over there. Come on, Thomas. Come on, boy.
Well, I don't see young Bernard around anywhere.
Oh, me neither. Way off the main road here. Something's wrong.
Hello there, Mr. Brent. Hello, Mr. Wiley.
Oh, Thunderwood, boy. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Something wrong?
Yes, about time some officers of law came.
So what happened?
What happened? We were held up. That's what happened.
Held up?
3 men wearing black masks. They got away with $500.
Yeah, Brett, brother.
Don't be mean, imagine that means you're on the right track.
Yeah, as you get so far off the trail, we were lost. But your guide.
We fired the guide.
Fired the guide?
Yes. He talked back to Bernard.
The guide talked back to Bernard, so you fired him?
Bernard must get the respect due him.
Your leg's all bandaged. What's wrong with it?
I fell from a horse. I broke my ankle. And that isn't all. Bernard's lost. Bernard left on his horse 3 hours ago to see if he could find the trail. And he hasn't come back yet.
Mm-hmm. You're in a mess here. Lost, robbed, ankle broken, and Bernard lost.
Well, what's the difference? As long as Bernard gets respect.
Now, I want you to find Bernard for me and then take us to Luna Vista.
We can't do that.
I'll pay you well.
You'll never learn, will you, Mr. Brent?
Never learn what?
That you can buy your way in and out of every place in the world.
Marshal, I order you to find my son and lead us back to the ranch.
You order me?
I have connections in Washington, Marshal. I can see that you lose your job. And furthermore...
Listen to me, Mr. Brent.
Furthermore, if you don't do it...
Shut up!
Good heavens! Sir. I've never been talked to that way in all my life.
Well, it's time somebody started.
Now, look here. I'm not
going to... I said shut up.
Oh, look here.
You ain't talking to one of your secretaries now. I'll give the orders around here.
And I won't...
Mr. Brent, you interrupt me once more, and so help me. We'll leave you here to wander around till the vultures start picking on your bones.
You mean we starve?
No, I don't reckon you'd starve.
No, I didn't think so.
No, you'd probably die of thirst first.
What?
Sure, maybe run into outlaw Indians.
Indians? Tiro.
No, and there's always the chance of meeting a greasy
guy. Oh, no, don't pray that.
Well, what do you want us to do?
Well, Jake Emerson's ranch ain't far from here. He'll put you up. I'll give you the directions to get there. Me and Whitey will find the boy and bring him to you there.
Go back without my son? I refuse.
All right, then. Find Bernard yourself.
No, I never did like the kid anyhow.
No. Wait. I'll do it. I'll do as you say.
We'll get you out of here and find your son on one condition. And
what's that?
That you do exactly what I tell you.
But all right. I agree.
Fine. Now, why do you and that valley Jasper go and pack that portable bathtub there?
The lightning, you ain't going to.
No, I ain't going to take a bath. We're going to rig up that bathtub on two of the horses to carry Mr. Brent to the Emerson Ranch.
Hello, all right, Lightning. Come along, Mr. Riley.
Where are we going?
Have you heard what Lightning said? We're going to take down the bathtub. Here we are.
I see no reason why I should help you.
Well, I got a couple of good reasons.
I refuse to take orders from you.
But I got something for you.
You can be assured that I will most likely report this to... Did you say you've got something for me?
You're something I've been wanting to give you for a long time.
Oh? What is it?
Two cats.
Why, that's nothing but your empty hand.
Now what? See, I curl up the fingers and know what I got.
Why, a fist.
That's right. No more screws, please.
Oh, my word. You fucked me.
No, I did strike you. No, Mr. Riley. Help me take down this back.
I'll see the job was properly reprimanded.
Oh, could I show you what they got in order?
No, sir. Very good, sir. I'll help you. I'll help you, sir.
Any trouble?
No. Everything's under control, Lightning. Me and Mr. Riley is going to get along just fine from now on.
After Mr. Brent and his servant started back to the Emerson Ranch with explicit directions, the marshal set out to find Bernard. Late that evening, just as dusk was beginning to fall, they sighted him, sitting disconsolately beside his horse.
Captain, look, that's the boy.
Where? Oh, yeah, I see. Hello, Bernard!
Hello.
Come on, buddy, let's get over there. Come on,
come on, come on. There, that boy was searching me.
Thunder who, boy? Now, well, lucky we found you, Bernard.
Well, it's about time you got here.
About time. Let's see now. Do you know that we've been looking
easy,
all over?
Easy,
let's not waste any time. Bring me back to my father.
Your father hurt his leg. We sent him back to the Emerson Ranch.
All right, then. Bring me back there.
Well, we ain't got time, Bernard. We're on the trail of some outlaws. You'll have to come along with us until we finish the job. Then we'll take you home.
I want you to take me back to the ranch immediately. The outlaws can wait.
Well, I'm afraid the outlaws seem confident. Did Emmy too anxious to see you?
You think I'm going to traipse around through the woods looking for some crooks?
Listen, how you young whippersnapper, you. We are United States Marshals, not the United States Newsmith.
Just a second, Whitey. Son, we're after three outlaws, dangerous outlaws. Every day that they're free, there's a danger that some bank might be robbed, some honest man killed.
Well, all right.
Now, I know you'd see it the right way.
I'm very hungry and tired. Prepare something for me to eat, and then get my bed ready.
Lightning, let me put the more money and deal some sense into him. This one.
No, Whitey. Bernard, out there there ain't no servants. Everybody just pitches in and helps.
You mean you want me to work?
Sure, that's the general idea.
My father will hear of this.
Yeah, I know he's going to get our jobs and all that, but meanwhile, until we get fired, you'll take that axe and get some wood.
I will not.
All right, then. No work, no eat.
You mean that you can start in right now a break in yourself for the habit of eating. This tastes and sticky good, eh, like
Have a little more beans, Wiley.
No, thank you, Ash. Couldn't eat another bite.
Looks like we'll have to throw the rest of this food away, huh?
You're not going to throw that away.
He's got it black in there. He's good to me like
that.
Oh, wait, I'll pay you for that food.
Guess you might just well throw it away now, Whitey.
You all. Well, head boat.
No. Wait a minute. Wait up. I'll get the firewood.
Can Lightning and Whitey successfully trail and capture the outlaws with the added handicap of having with them Bernard Brent, the spoiled youngster? In a moment, we will hear part two of the Lightning Kim adventure, Little Lord Bernard. And now for part two of the Lightning Kim adventure, Little Lord Bernard.
The lightning, the trail is getting more.
Right, Whitey. Them Everett boys is right around here somewhere. My name ain't Jim Whipple. Bernard all right back there?
Oh, he's falling right behind us. He likes to keep himself, that boy, Doc.
Yeah, but he's coming around the last couple of days, Whitey.
Yeah, he don't crumble so much. But I still think he's a brat.
Yeah, he's a spoiled brat. You know, Whitey, I think that boy's got to make him.
And he can be plenty ornery.
His upbringing, that's what it is. If he'd stay out here on the trail a week, his own father wouldn't know it.
Well, then, I hope you don't have to stay out here for a week.
Say, let's pull up here for a minute, Whitey. I want to take a good look at this trail.
Oh, hello.
Good. Gee, boy. Hold up for a minute, Bernard. Going to take a look at the trail.
All right. Whoa, boy.
Hey, you begin to handle that horse like a cowhand, Bernard.
Do you really think so?
Sure do. Been doing right well lately with helping out and all. Maybe later, if we've got some time, I'll give you a few pointers on riding.
Will you? Oh, I guess when I get back to Dad, he can hire all the riding instructors I want.
He's still a brat like that.
I'm almost giving up myself, Whitey.
Dad, let me see if you look at that trail.
Yeah, Bernard, me and Whitey's going to hit the scout about now. You wait for us here.
All right.
And listen, Bernard, don't make a fire. Them Everett boys is around you, and the fire might give us away.
All right.
Let's go, Whitey. Now, don't forget, Bernard, no fire.
That's where we left Bernard, right in a little gully there.
Yeah, Whitey. As soon as we get him, we're going to get the Everest.
Oh, that trail looks plenty hot.
Yeah, they don't know we're trailing them. We can just surprise them.
Yeah, no reason why not. We can. See, Lightning, look.
Smoke. There's a fire there.
So that's right where we left Bernard. See, you told
us. Get over there, Whitey. Come on, come on.
Come on,
boy.
Come on.
Something must be wrong. Bernard knows he wasn't to light no fire.
Maybe the Everest found the camp.
We'll find out in just a second.
Come on. There's the camp right
there. Yeah, and there's Bernard alone.
Here,
Bernard, anything wrong?
No, nothing's wrong.
No, but the fire, who did that?
I did.
You did.
But we told you not to.
Well, I was cold.
Whitey, put out that fire, Whitey.
But Lightning, I tell you, he needs it so good, good spanking. All right, I'll put it out.
Bernard, can't you understand that we're on the trail of dangerous outlaws? But if they see the smoke of that fire, it might mean a lie.
Well, I wasn't going to freeze just because of some old outlaws.
They might get much more uncomfortable if them Everett boys...
We got you covered.
All right, boys. We got them up.
Thanks a lot for leading us here, Lightning. If we hadn't seen the smoke, we wouldn't have known you was trailing us.
Well, don't tank or stank little Lord Bernard over there.
Maybe now you wish you stayed cold, Bernard.
Yeah, I wish he would have stayed in New York where they come from.
Now we got the marshals and their little mascot all trussed up like Thanksgiving turkeys.
Well, you got us dead to rights. What you going to do now?
What do you think?
You hombres ain't fool enough to murder us.
And get the hell United States government ever? None of that.
Then what are you going to do?
Nothing. That's right, nothing. We're going to leave you just the way you are right now and head for the border.
You mean leave us here tied up?
You catch on quick.
You certainly sidelined. You know that we ain't got a chance to get out there with our hands and legs tied.
No, ain't that too bad. But we can't help it if you
starve to death here, can we?
Just as much as if you put a bullet through it.
Yeah, but the law can't prove it.
The law is just damaged.
Now, you wanted to know what we was going to do, and I told you.
Before we let out, Frank, Bill and me is going to do a little scouting.
Yeah, what for?
Yeah, we're going to backtrack these lawmen and see if there's any more hombres looking for us.
They said they was alone.
Well, since when you think you could trust the lawman?
You stay here and watch them, Frank. We'll be back soon. As soon as we know the coast is clear, we'll pull freight for the border.
All right, Al.
Oh, and Frank.
Yeah, Bill?
While we're gone, you can make a little coffee. It'll feel good when we get back.
All right, you guys always leave the work to me.
Yeah, see you soon, Frank.
Yeah. Don't forget that coffee, Frank.
Yeah, make coffee. Make a fire. I gotta do everything. Hey, here, Bub. You can make a fire, can't you?
Me?
Who'd you think I was talking to?
Well, sure I can make a fire, but not when I'm tied up.
Oh, well, I'll soon fix that. Here, I'll untie you.
Good.
That's good.
Easy now.
He'll tie you up like he thinks you're a Samson or something.
Now you're untied.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I told you what I want you to do. Get some wood, make a fire, and put on coffee.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to sit right by this tree over here and watch you.
Well, you don't
this
think...
This 45 will be laying right next to me. One false move out of you, and you'll never get to see your pappy again. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Then get going. Oh, it feels good. This ain't such a bad idea.
Hey, Marshal, I'm awful sorry for what I did.
Yeah, it's too late to be sorry now, Bernard.
Well, you should have talked to this when you lit the fire.
Well, if there was only something I could do.
Well, there ain't. It's time you learn, Bernard, if you don't...
Look at Everett. He's sleeping.
Yeah, it looks like he is, Whitey.
Yeah. Do you think maybe we
call to him, Bernard. I'm not too loud. Just see if he's sleeping. Careful now.
Hi. Your coffee's ready, mister. Hey, mister, your coffee's ready.
Oh, he's sleeping all right.
This is a chance. If only Bernard...
Well, what do you want me to do? I'll do it on if I will.
All right. See if he can untie me.
If he wakes up like in here, go ahead.
Wait. Bernard, see if he can sneak that gun he's got next to him.
All right, Lightning.
We gotta take a chance, Whitey.
Got the gun, Lightning.
I got it, Lightning.
Not untie him. If he wakes, hold the gun on him.
All right.
Put your
pal. These knots are tied off. They're tight. I'm just picking up.
Hurry up, Bernard.
I'm getting it. All right. Come on.
Hey, where's that coffee, boy?
Oh, it's...
Hey, what's going on?
Put the gun on him, Bernard.
Put your hands in the air or I'll shoot.
Where'd you get that gun?
Hold it on him, Bernard. What? I'll have these ropes off in a second.
Keep away from me or I'll fire.
Now, Bob, I ain't going to hurt you.
Look out, Bernard. He's trying something.
I ain't going to try nothing.
Something left.
Hey, oh, he knocked the gun out of his mouth.
I can just get these ropes off.
Well, you ain't going to, because I'm going to tie you up good right now.
Not if I can help
it. Go on me, you're crazy.
Get away, Bernard.
Oh, no. Hold it for just a second, Bernard. Just hold on me.
I will. I got
He knocked the kid off. There, got the ropes off.
Well, you won't have him off for long.
We'll see about that.
There.
And there's one for you. And here's one for the kid.
Good work, Captain. Good, you knocked him. He's not cool.
Bernard, you all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
Lightning. You let me meet this. Hoofbeats. They're coming back. The gun. Where's the gun, Bernard?
I don't know. He knocked it off into the
underbrush. Oh, we ain't got time to look for it now. Yeah, Bernard. Help me prop this hombre up against the tree. Come on.
Sure.
Yes, sir. There he is.
Yeah. And no, he looked like he's still sleeping.
Yeah. Now, Bernard, pretend you're getting wood. Look for that gun at the same time. If you find it, pass it to me.
All right, Doctor.
Now, Whitey, I'll untie you and we'll sit down like we were still tied.
Hey, Bob, what are you doing there?
Well,
Frank told me to get some wood for the fire.
Frank looks like he took it plenty easy. Huh. Didn't I get off on this horse?
Huh? Lucky them law dogs didn't get away. Hey, Bob, what's that you just picked up?
Well, just a piece of wood.
Hey, give me... Hey, Al, a gun! It's a gun!
I'm lighting the gun, what?
The lawman's
untied.
Got me, Al.
Stop that gun, Al. You get the same thing Bill got.
All right, don't shoot. My hands are up.
there's your horse already, Mr. Brand. The guy will be ready to go in a minute.
Well, thanks a lot for everything you've done, Mr. Emerson.
No, it ain't nothing. But I still think you're foolish to go into that Rifle Canyon looking for your boy.
I waited as long as I could. I've got to go after it.
Well, it's like I said, Mr. Brand. If Lightning can't find that boy, whole regiment couldn't.
Well, I'm going nevertheless, and...
Wait, look there. Well, look at yonder. Why, there's three horsemen.
Yes. Why, those two marshals, all right.
And, why, there's a youngster with him.
Yes. But it isn't Bernard. It must be some kid from hereabouts. Bernard doesn't ride like that.
Yeah, looks I was wrong after all.
Come on, Dan.
Bernard. It is Bernard.
I knew this. Get him. I knew it.
Bernard, are you all right?
Oh, Dad, I had the swellest time.
You're all right, son. You're all right.
Oh, sure, I'm all right. The marshal found me, and then the outlaws found us, and then we...
Outlaws?
Mr. Brett, your son captured the three Everett brothers practically single-handed.
We left them in town in the hoose scow.
My son? Outlaws? But how?
Oh, I'll tell you all about it, Dad, just as soon as I unsaddle my horse.
But Bernard.
And, Dad, please don't call me Bernard anymore. Call me Buck.
Well, all right, Buck. But wait. I'll have one of the men unsaddle your horse for you.
Oh, no. Dad, it's time you learned that we Westerners always unsaddle our own horses.
And so ends another thrilling chapter in the lives of those two famous marshals, Lightning Jim Whipple and Whitey Larson.